Welcome to this advanced Ableton lesson, Atmospheric Field Recording Processing for Dark, Heavy Drum and Bass. I'm glad you're here. We're going to take raw field recordings and turn them into deep, rolling beds, textured motion, and hard-hitting found sound percussion that sit cleanly with fast drums and subterranean subs. Expect concrete device chains, exact-ish settings, workflow tips, and arrangement ideas you can use at 174 BPM. Quick orientation. Set your project tempo to around 174 BPM. I recommend Live Suite, but everything I say can be adapted with simpler, reverb, echo, grain delay, saturator, EQ8, utility and the stock compressors. Section 1. Setup and cleanup. Import your field recording onto a track called Field In. Duplicate it twice so you have three working copies. Bed, texture, and hits. Work non-destructively. Always keep the original. On each track, insert utility first, with gain set neutral and width at 100% for now. Then add a EQ8 and do a surgical high pass, around 40 Hz to remove an audible rumble. For the bed track, you'll want a slightly higher starting HP, somewhere between 60 and 120 Hz. We'll recreate useful subcontent later via resampling. Normalize or use clip gain, so your clips sit around -6 to -12 dBFS. Also sweep a narrow EQ notch with Q around 2.5 to remove any 50 or 60 Hz hum. Now the bed. Convert your BDD clip into a sampler if you have it. Simpler works too. Loop along. Interesting section. Choose loop points that have subtle motion. Long loops of 6 to 12 seconds are great. Tune the sample by ear to fit your bassline. For darker DNB, try -2 to -7 semitones. Sometimes more aggressive pitch downs are useful. Chain devices in this order. Utility with width slightly narrower, EQ8 with a gentle HP around 80 to 200 Hz, then saturator for 2 to 5 dB of drive in analog clip or soft sine mode to add harmonics. Use a long reverb. Hybrid reverb is ideal, with size large and decay between 6 and 12 seconds, pre-delay 30 to 50 milliseconds. Prefer routing the long reverb on a return so you can control tails and resample later. Send the BED only 8 to 16% initially. Add a frequency shifter working very subtly, fine to tune between 10 and 40 Hz and only 10 to 25% dry slash wet to introduce slow stereo detune movement. Finish with a light grain delay, grain sizes around 30 to 60 milliseconds, spray between 0 and 40%, dry slash wet 10 to 20%. If you need to tame reverb feeding into the subs, multiband dynamics on the low band works well. Automation ideas for the bed. Automate a low pass or high pass opening slowly over 16 to 64 bars so the bed opens into the drop. Automate utility width to expand slightly right before the drop for a moment of drama. A good routing tip. Place the main long reverb on return 1 with a high cut near 6 to 8 kHz and an EQ after the reverb cutting under 300 Hz to prevent mud. Next, textures and motion. For the texture track, chop and slice the recording using Simpler's slice mode or slice to new MIDI track. You can use grain delay and echo more boldly here. Start with EQ8 high passing around 200 to 400 Hz to remove body, then put a prominent grain delay in front of an echo. Sync the grain delay to 1/8 or 1/16 with grain sizes of 20 to 40 milliseconds. Play with pitch shifts from +12 down to -24 semitones for octave shifts and weird harmonics. Set echo after the grain stage with 1/16 or 1/8 dotted times, feedback between 40 and 60%. And filter the feedback so the repeats stay musical. Low pass around 5 to 8 kHz, high pass 300 to 600 Hz. Modulate an auto filter with an LFO at 1/4 to 1/16 to give rhythmic opening and closing. Widen the high end with utility at 120 to 140%. Be cautious with phase. Use a send to return to, which has echo followed by grain delay and a little chorus for extra width. You can turn the sliced simpler into a playable sampler and trigger it with MIDI. Map velocity to control grain delay pitch or echo feedback, so dynamics control timbral chaos. That trick makes textures feel alive without manual editing. Now the hits. Scan your recording for transient spikes, metal clanks, door slams, steps. Consolidate or slice them and load each into simpler or drum rack. Set them to one shot. Tune them musically a few semitones to sit with your track. Device chain, HP around 120 to 250 Hz to remove low rumble. A transient shaping compressor, try glue with fast attack. Very short attack like 0.5 to 5 milliseconds, release about 100 to 300 milliseconds and a 4:1 ratio to tighten. Add saturator around 3 to 8 dB drive for grit, and a subtle frequency shifter at 10 to 20% dry slash wet for odd harmonics. Send hits sparingly to the long reverb for tails you can automate pre and post drop. For risers, reverse hits. Stretch them with warp and beats mode or use grain delay with long feedback and automate pitch to handcraft classic DNB risers. Sub and resampling. Duplicate the BED and pitch it down hard for a low rumble, minus 12 to minus 36 semitones. Loop a low section in sampler or simpler and low pass at around 300 to 500 Hz. Saturate and lightly glue compress. Then use multiband dynamics to control the low band by 2 to 4 dB. Sidechain this sub to your kick or bass using compressor sidechain mode with short attacks and releases around 40 to 100 milliseconds, ratios between 3 to 8 to 1 keep things pumping. Returns and resampling workflow is critical. Create return 1 as your wide reverb with decay 8 to 14 seconds, pre-delay 30 to 60 ms, and a high cut between 6 and 10 khz. After the reverb, insert EQ 8 and cut everything below 300 Hz. Create return 2 as a modulated echo slash granular bus. Echo into grain delay into a subtle chorus. This audio version is shortened for playback.